This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. Dr. John Gurdon, the 2012 joint Nobel Prize winner for physiology or medicine, was the keynote speaker on the second day of an international adult stem cell conference taking place in the Vatican. In his speech, he spoke about the future of regenerative medicine and education, as well as the healing potential of our own cells. Following his address, I spoke to Dr. Gurdon about the breakthroughs in adult stem cell research and his Nobel Prize win. We've been looking at the stem cells. It's a controversial thing, the stem cell debate. We hear about embryonic stem cells, we hear about adult stem cells. This conference has been talking a large amount about adult stem cells. We're seeing from this conference it's yielding a lot of results. Bearing that in mind, is that the way forward?
I think there is a lot to be said for using adult stem cells because they have a more limited range of cells they can form, and that might be very useful. So if you want to replace endocrine pancreas, it would be very useful to start with cells which can only form pancreas cells at all, rather than embryonic stem cells, which will form everything you can think of. So in many ways, if you can limit the range of cell types that will be formed, that will be, I think, particularly helpful. The trouble is that adult stem cells do have limited capacity both to proliferate and also to form different kinds of cell types.
You've been involved a lot in therapeutic research and therapeutic benefits, but how fundamental is basic research that can yield, you know, can help fight diseases that we see today?
I think basic research is very important because one of the major challenges in this field is to try to make the reprogramming, as we call it, more efficient. At the moment, it's very inefficient. So cells of our body are designed to carry out specific functions, and they don't like to be made to do something different. The egg can make them do something different, and the Yamanaka factors can, but most cells resist change a great deal, and we would like to know why that is so that we can switch them back or to other directions more easily.
How important is it to respect the ethical dimension of this work?
That's controversial. My own position is I'm very liberal, and I don't actually believe there are any ethical issues. But here, particularly in the Roman Catholic Church, they're very sensitive to that, so we must respect their views. But it depends on your position.
A conference like this, a lot of it seems to be about educating and getting people to understand.
Well, I think that's right. One would like the public to understand as much as possible about this whole field, because a lot of the concerns, both ethical and religious, I think arises from the fact that they don't understand the field fully. And so the more they can understand it, the more satisfactory I think it will be in bringing this kind of work eventually to the benefit of patients.
Turning to your Nobel Prize, you jointly won the Nobel Prize for Medicine in 2012. Was that a surprise to you?
Yes, I'm sure. Well, certainly to me, and I suppose any recipient is always surprised or at least extremely grateful.
I mean, there seems to be so much advance, so much to discover. Would you almost like to be around in 50 to 100 years to find out what goes on?
Yes, I would love to be. Yes, I would indeed. Because 50 years ago, I nor anybody else could have predicted where we will be now. So often I like to ask people like you, where you think we'll be in 50 years' time. What do you think?
Oh, there's just one final question. It's just regarding your anecdote about being told that you wouldn't get anywhere in biology. You seem to be a person that's defied all that and seem to be a person that shows that you can achieve, if you put your mind to it, you can achieve almost anything.
Well, I think I had a great deal of luck too, and nowadays that would probably be impossible with a record like mine. I doubt if they'd ever let you get back into science. So I was very lucky to be able to do that, very fortunate.
Well, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks very much for talking to us. Thank you.